Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Vav in Maseches Gittin. I'm Zelcha to learn this with you from in the walls of Yerushalayim. Shivat Netiv Aryeh. The Gemara, our daf, is going to be an extremely, extremely important daf. I guess it's appropriate that I'm learning in the yeshiva where this man, we've been learning Maseches Gittin, because today's daf is probably the most important daf in terms of understanding the Masechta. Ironically, it comes at the end of the Masechta. The reason why it's so important is that here the Gemara makes reference to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and there's much discussion in the Gemara and in the Rishonim about the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Meir. We probably recall from the first and second Prakim, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Meir argued whether Eide Chasima Karsi or Eide Mesira Karsi. In fact, the source of Shitas Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnayis, who holds Eide Mesira Karsi, is our Mishnah, even though he doesn't describe it expressly in terms of the words Eide Mesira Karsi. That is the Shita Rabbi Lazar, and most of our daf is going to be testing that Shita Rabbi Lazar. Now, our daf might belie the intensity of this Gemara, because almost every line in the Gemara is scoured by the Rishonim throughout the Masechta in terms of coming to an understanding of what type of Eidus, if we will, that's the title of Pei Vav Lamed Aleph, what type of Eidus is necessary for a get? Is it Eide Mesira alone? Do you need Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima? What exactly is the machlokis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, and so much more? We're going to pick up with the Mishnah, Pei Vav Lamed Aleph. Shloisha Gittin Psulim. The Mishnah brings up machlokis Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir in a backhanded way. The Mishnah says that there are three Gittin that are possible. Now, possible generally means that's possible midrabanan. Midrabanan, we don't want people to get divorce with such a get. Vimni says, but if a person gets married with such a get, in other words, lichatchila, it's possible, but b'di'eved, if they get married, havlat kosher, then the child, the offspring, is not a mamzer. Of course, a get that's batel, the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchas Gerushin that there are two words. There's get batel, at least is how the Rambam uses it, and that means that the get doesn't exist and is what we would call pasul min haTorah. And then there's what the Rambam calls pasul, and that is a psul midrabanan. The Gemara and the Mishnayos are not as consistent as the Rambam. And in this case, the get is not batel. If it would be, the vlad would be a mamzer. But here, the get is kosher. However, lechatchila, one's not supposed to use it, and therefore another get would have to be given. What are these three cases? Kasa biksav yodoy ve'ein alav eidim. If it's written in the handwriting of the husband, but there aren't eidim that sign on the bottom of the shtar. Yesh alav eidim. What if there are eidim ve'ein bozman, and there isn't the date? We learned in the second parak, Yudzayin Yuches, that there is a requirement midrabanan that the zman be written on the get. Two reasons: Shemi yichas chapa pas al basa choso and mishum piri. That's just a reference for those who are still holding. Yesh lo ve'edim ve'ein bo zman. Yesh bo zman ve'ein bo el eid echad. If it has a date, but it has only one witness, hare elu shlosha gitim psulim, v'imni says, and if the woman got married, havla kashin, mishnayis is a little bit repetitious, because we mentioned that above. Rebbe Lazar Aymer, we're going to refer to him as Rebbe Lazar. Most learn that this is not Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkness, but it is the Tana Rabbi Lazar. Oimer, he says, afal pi she'ein alav eidim, even if there aren't eidim, ela she'nasan alav b'fnei eidim kosher. So this is the Shita Rabbi Lazar of Eidim Mesira Karsi, and that he says that as long as it's given in front of eidim, it's going to be kosher. Concludes the Mishnah, v'goivim minuchasim mishubadim, and one could use such a get. And this get is so powerful, according to Rabbi Lazar, that she would be able to collect for any properties that were on lien for her ksuba. She could use this as proof as long as Eide Mesira testify that she was divorced with this get. In other words, the Mishnah is emphasizing that it's a total a total gerushin, and a chasim mishubadim would mean that if her husband has lands on lien. The Gemara, Mishnah, excuse me, continues the position of Rabbi Eliezer. She'ena eidim chosmim alaget el mipnei tikkun olam. Because the whole reason altogether that eidim sign on a get is only due to tikkun olam, and chasimas are not necessary for a get. The requirement of signing on the get of tikkun olam is based on the idea. Rashi is clear on Gimel Amabez that if the Eidim Masira die, so then how she's going to prove, all the way on the bottom of Gimel Mabez Rashi, that how are the Eidim going to prove, how's a woman going to prove that she was divorced? And therefore, if you have Eide Chasima, so then that will be a good buttress that will help her out. Says the Gemara, Vesu Leka, and these are the only Gitin that are possible, but Bidi'evet, the halacha is that the vlad is kosher. Ika, there are other cases. Get yashin, an old get. Rashi says, we had learned about earlier, and I intesim obeys that a get that the husband has written and then was alone with the wife, then that is a get that is possible, and we learned on daf pei different reasons for why that's possible. Bottom line is that it's possible, but the vlad is kosher. Says the Gemara, hasam lo teitze. No, there's a big difference between the two. Because if she marries a second man, the halacha in the Mishnah Ein Tesam Abeis is she's allowed to stay married to him. Over here, in these Shlosha Gitim Psulim, she has to leave the second husband. Says the Gemara, well, that's Machlokis Amorayim. Ha Nicha Lamanda Amar Hacha Teitze. That makes sense according to the opinion that says that she has to leave. Rashi points out that Rav and Levi are going to argue about that on Peivav Amud Beis. The Gemara already is jumping ahead to one opinion that we're going to have later in today's daf. Elamando Amar Hacha Lo Teitze. But according to the Manda Amar who says that she does not leave the husband in the case of Shlosha Gitim Psulin in our Mishnah, Ma'ika Lameimar, what's the difference between the two? And why are they not all listed in our Mishnah? Why is our Mishnah not also mention a Get Yashan? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Tinasa L'chatchila. Hacha Dievet. Over there, the halachi is that she is allowed to lechatchila get married once a get yashin was given. We're not mefakbek. We're not happy about it, but we let her get married lechatchila. Over here, we would not. And the only time she's allowed to stay with her husband is b'dievet. Ask Gemara, what about another case? Va'ika get kerach. We learned the case of a get kerach that was a get that's supposed to be signed on every one of its fold, because it was a get mikusher that we discussed in detail, and it was missing one of the signatures. Says Gemara, Hasam Vlad Mamzer Hacha Havlad Kosher. Over there, the Vlad was even a Mamzer on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Says Gemara, Hanichal Rebbe Meir. That makes sense that according to Rebbe Meir, that we said, Amar Kal Mishan Met Be'asher Tov Chacham Gitan Havlad Mamzer, so thereby get Kerach. We said it's a Vlad Mamzer, El Rabbanan Ma'ikal Meimar. But what will you say according to Rabbanan? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Teitze, Hacha Loi Teitze. Get Kerach is still different because there, when it comes to her marriage, so that she did after the Get Kerach, she needs to leave it. However, in our case, she does not. Now the Gemara corrects herself. Wait a second. Hani Chlamanda Amar Lo Teitze. You're right. That was a Machlokis Rav and Levi. And there is a Mandamar that we're going to see that says Lo Teitze. That's the Shita of Levi. However, Elamand Amar Hacha Teitze, Ma'ikal Meimar, you're stuck. Says the Gemara bin Mekusha Lo Kamairi. Our mission is not talking about Get Mekusha. That's a wild case, as we learned over there, a Get Mekusha for an angry person to slow him down. That's not the standard case. Our mission is talking about the standard type of cases. Asks the Gemara, but we had another case not too long ago, Va'ika Shlom Malchus. There, the Mishnah describes that you're not allowed to write L'shem Malchus, that you're not allowed to write it for another Malchus, except for the Malchus that you're there. In other words, date it and calculate its context based on a Malchus that's not the one that you're living in. There, the halacha is that the get is basal, but the vlad would be kosher if you violate that prescription. Says the Gemara, Hasam Teitze, Achalot Teitze. We'll give a similar teretz, and that is that over there, if you do it, then you have to leave. Here, you don't have to leave. In other words, a woman doesn't have to leave if she got remarried based on that get. But that makes sense according to Shita of Levi, who says lo teitzav, according to Rav Ma'ikel Neymar. What are you going to say? Says the Gemara, hasam avlad mamzer. Over there, it's worse. The vlad is a mamzer. Says Gemara, hacha vlad kosher. And here the Vlad is kosher. Hanichal Rabbi Meir, that makes sense according to Rabbi Meir, that says that if you have a get posel like on Ayin Tesam Abeis, that the Vlad is going to be Mamzer. El Rabbanu Ma'ikal Meimar. But what the Rabbanu is saying, the case of Ayin Tesam Abeis, if he writes it for the wrong Malchus, the get is possible, but the Vlad will not be a Mamzer. The only opinion who holds a Vlad is a Mamzer is Rabbi Meir, who says, Vlad Mamzer. If you didn't file the prescriptions of Chazal, then the Vlad is a Mamzer. Says Gemara, Mukim Lakir Rabbi Meir. You'll have to learn the mission Ayin Tesam Abeis according to Rabbi Meir. Vasam Avlad Mamzer, Hacha Avlad Kosher. There the Vlad will be a Mamzer, here the Vlad will be Kosher. We put a big period over here, 10 lines from the bottom and pay Vavam and Alf. Says the Gemara, Minyana Deresha Lemute Mai, Uminyana Deseifa Lemute Mai. What's the number of the Resha? Our Resha starts off, Shlosha Gitim Psulim. There's three Gitin that are possible. What's that in the Resha coming to exclude, to emphasize? Umiyana the Sevla Mute Mai. And what's the second number coming to exclude? Says Gemara, Miyana the Resha Mute Hanuda Amorin. The Shlosha Gitim Sulin in the Resha, well, we just discussed for 10, 12 lines in the Gemara, other cases that you might have thought also fall into the category of Shlosha Gitim Sulin, and they don't. And the number in the Sefer is coming to exclude something else. Hamevi get memdina sayam. If somebody brings a get from Chutz Laretz, nasnu la, he gives it to her, v'loa mar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta, yotzi v'avlad mamzir. This is a sugi we had earlier on the Afei and the Beis, that if he doesn't say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta, Vlad is going to be a mamzir. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachomim ha'imrim ain't a Vlad mamzir, but the Chacham disagree and say Vlad's not a mamzir. Ketzad yasa, what's then done? Yitzlenu ha'imenu, v'yasa v'yitinen lo b'fanei shnayim, v'yomar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. So that's what the minion of the Seifa, Shlosha Gitim Psulim, that we learned in the Seifa, Vimniseis Havlad Kosher, is we want to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Because our Mishnah did not mention this case of Bifanei Nechtav Ufanei Nechtav, it means to emphasize that the child would be a mamzer according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. We continue four lines from the bottom, analyze Mishnah Kasabik Savyado Ve'ein Alav Edim. Just to show you how serious things here are in Eretz Yisrael, just a minute ago, as we were wrapping up this Gemara, I got a little distracted. There were soldiers that were running with their guns entirely out from the offices over here. I'm talking about massive machine guns. Offices right here, police offices, and they were talking frantically in the radio. I don't know if Chas v'Chalila was an attack. Or, no. Now we're hearing sirens. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect all of Am Yisrael. And may our learning be as chus refua shleima. For those of you who are going to be listening later to this, to know it's 5:12 p.m. And the date is Daf Pei Vav in Maseches Gittin. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect all of Klal Yisrael. Bizchus Refua Shalema. Let's continue. Kasa b'ksav yado ve'ena olav edim. The get was written b'ksav yad, and there are no edim. We learned in our Mishnah that the halacha is that the get is possible, but b'dieved, if the woman got married, the vlad is not a mamzer. Amar Rav, ksav yado shaninu. Now this is a hard Gemara. This Gemara talks about the exact case of Kasav Biksav Yodo. A get was written in the handwriting of the husband, and there are no Edim. We're going to have the position of Rebbe Eliezer, that all you need is Edim Asir. But even according to the Tanakhama, the fact that it was written in the handwriting of the husband has significance. Analyzes the Gemara. Ahaya, what exactly was Rav talking about when he says ksav yado shaninu ilema resha? If we're talking about the first case, the resha, And that's how we just read. That's a simple reading of Rav. Ksav yado vein alav eidim is kosher. Pshita, that's obvious. Ksav yado ketani. Ve'ela am tziyasa. No, he's talking about the second case of our Mishnah. Second case of our Mishnah is yesh alav eidim ve'ein bozman. Ask Gemara, re yesh alav eidim. They can't be that. Ela seifa. But the chiddush here is the seifa. Yesh bo zman ve'ein bo ela eid echad. That there is man and there is only an eid echad. V'dafka ksav yado ve'eid. The only way the get is going to be kosher, if you don't follow eidei mesira, and all you have is the get itself, so then why would it be kosher as one eid? One eid is always possible. When it comes to halachos ushtaros, it must be that the handwriting of the baal comes together with the eid. Aval continues the Gemara on the top of Peivav Lamebeis Ksav Sofer VeEid Loi. But we could deduce an important halacha that only applies that the handwriting of the baal could function b'di'evad as eidus. But if it's the writing of the sofer, it would not work. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel disagrees. Afilu Ksav Sofer VeEid. Even if there's the Ksav Sofer and the eid, that would also work. The Ksav Sofer has some type of kashrus. Shahreshaninu Ksav Sofer VeEid Kasher. Because we learned earlier on Samach Vav in Ayin Aleph that if you have Ksav Sofer and eid, it's kosher. The rationale for Ksav Sofer working, Tosas on Daf Gimel Mabez, unfortunately by us, and in the previous sugyas we really don't have it, but you gotta go all the way back to Daf Gimel Mabez. Tosas over there says that a Sofer is generally a reputable person who would not write the get unless he was commanded by the Baal. So he is also a good Eidus on the Tziwei HaBaal. This would also be a source for the idea that the Eidim are testifying on the Tziwei HaBaal. Back into our Gemara, we say, Sharei Shaninu Ksav Sofer Ve'Eid Kosher. V'Rav, but Rav will say back to Shmuel, Midami, Hasam Tinase Lichatchila. Over there, the halacha is that it's kosher to get married, Lichatchila. And your raya from Ksav Sofer Ve'Eid, that's a totally different din. There you can get married, Lichatchila. Hacha Di'evet, over here you're only allowed to get married, B'Di'evet, as we delineate on Amar Aleph. Ushmuel, and Shmuel says, Lo Kasha, Ha B'Safra de Muvak, Ha Bisapra de lo muvak. It depends on whether we're talking about a sofer that is a sofer muvak, or we're talking about a sofer that's not a sofer muvak. If it's not a sofer muvak, then he doesn't have the same reliance as we discussed from Tosis on Gimel Mebeis, and then Lechatchila we cannot get married. Of course, I was concerned about the noises that we heard in the scene that I described to you from my view overlooking the Kota, which also overlooks the police office. And unfortunately, someone told me that there was an attack in Shar Shechem when I went out for a moment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect all of Klal Yisrael. I've not looked on the news. And I figured that now just the best thing is for us to continue learning together. And that, of course, is the greatest response to our enemies. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan ksav yado shaninu. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan also said that this is the ksav, we're talking about a case of ksav yado and not the case of ksav sofer. Amar le Elazar. Rabbi Elazar responded to Rabbi Yochanan. He was responding to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that we were talking about ksav yado shaninu. Harayesh lav edim, but the Mishnah expressly said that there was edim. The assumption of Rabbi Lazar the Amora's question was that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the middle case of the Mishnah. Amalei Seifa. He said, no, I was referring to the Seifa, the final case of our Mishnah, which is not the case of Yesh Alav Eidim, but rather Yesh Bo Zman Ve'ein Bo Ela Eid Echad. We put a big period over here. The Gemara now records another rule of Rav concerning the three cases of the previous Mishnah. Zimnin amarav teitze, zim amarav lo teitze. There were times that in the three Gittim Sulim, Rav said that the woman cannot stay married if she marries somebody else. And there were times that he said she could stay married. Haketzad, what's the difference between the two cases? Why in some cases did Rav paskin teitze, and why in some cases did Rav say lo teitze, says the Gemara. If she has kids, so then he taught us Lo teitzei. Ein la banim teitzei. But if she did not have kids, then he should not stay married to her.
The Gemara continues on the last narrow line. Masam Marzutra Mar Tuvia. Marzutra is going to ask on the Shita of Rav. V'kulan shayibahin safek kedushin v'safek gerushin hari elu choltzais v'lo misyavamas. We're now going to go into a little bit of a complicated case in terms of Yibum, and that is in a case of where you have a safek, whether Ruvain has married his wife, or it's a suffix whether he divorced his wife, and now he dies. Does Shimon do Yibum? The Mishnah in Yevamos tells us that no, because it's a suffix. So on the one hand, you can't do Yibum. On the other hand, B'Torah suffix Chalitza is done. And the Mishnah there describes Ketzad Safek Kedushin. What would example Safek Kedushin be? Sarek La Kedushin Safek Karav La Safek Karav La. If there was a case in which we're not sure whether Kedushin was closer to her or closer to him, we had that in the beginning of Perek HaZayrek. Zel Safek Kedushin Safek Gerushin Kasa Biksav Yodoy Ve'ein Olav Edim. Our case in our Mishnah on Pevav Amin Aleph, if it was written in the Ksav Yad of the Baal, but there's no Edim, or we had in our Mishnah Yesh Lav Edim Ve'ein Bo Zman Yesh Bo Zman Ve'ein Bo Ela Eid Echad Hareza Safek Gerushin. In all of those cases we learned that it's a Safek Gerushin. In other words, the Mishnah Yevamos takes our case and turns that into a Safek Gerushin. And therefore, the halach would be Choltzas v'lo misyavemes. It analyzes the Gemara. Vi amrit lo teitzei. And if we're going to say, like the Shita of Rav, that if Bidyevet she gets married, she doesn't lead. So tzarasa asli yibume. So people will think that in such a case, if the husband dies, then the tzara could do yibum. Mufarshim explained that there isn't a concern in the wife, because the wife is aware that there's a safek kedushin. But what's less obvious is a tzara. Of course, the tzara is a co-wife. And the halacha is that if the wife can't do yibum, then the tzara can't either. Answers the Gemara, tisya be'im ve'im v'kach klum. In our case, what is the worst that could happen? You're right, the tzara might come to do yibum. However, chshasha derabbanani. At the end of the day, our Mishnah was not a din d'oraisa. Our Mishnah is only a chshasha derabbanan. Now the Gemara returns to the dissenting view, the shita of Levi, who disagrees with Rav, who holds that it doesn't make a difference. In all cases, lo teitze, Rav had differentiated three lines before the wide of whether she had children or not. If she doesn't have children, then there would be a requirement of teitze. Levi disagrees. Levi omar le'elam le teitze. V'chein omar Rabbi Yechonon le'elam le teitze. That she never leaves. V'chein omar lu Rabbi Yechonon le'bnei Rab chalifta. To Minhuna, Hachi Amar Avuchen, he quoted his father, Lo'olam Le'Teitze, that the halacha is, even if the get is not ideal in Pevav and Aleph, nevertheless, b'di'evet, if she gets married, the get is kosher, both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Eliezer, as we explained previously. The Gemara continues to quote something else that Rabbi Yochanan had told the sons of Rabbi Chalafta that has nothing to do with our particular sugya. Ukrotzitz sheba'amir eina peiseles b'meichatos. We now go, the beauty of Shas is we now go off to a totally different topic, and that is the meichatos. Meichatos, of course, is the mayim of the Parah Aduma described in the Torah and Parashas Chukas as Mechatos. And the halacha is that a behema oif that drink from Mechatos, they're poisel umayim. However, a krotzitz that drinks, so then in such a case it's not posel. Now the reason why these animals are posel is because some of their saliva goes back into the water. So the Gemara says, krotzitz sheba mir, that would not be posel. Asks the Gemara, my krotzis, Amar Abaye, di ravta de bene kipi. It's a large fly. It's found amongst the omrim, that's found amongst the piles of grain. Masr of Daniel Barav Ketina, kol oifis psulim. So now we've gone off and we're doing sugyas and para, and because of what Rabbi Yochanan quoted from the children of Rabbi Chalafta, and he asked the following kasha. You said that Kratz is this Vuv Gadol is posel. Kol offers psulim b'mechatas chutz mina yona. All offers are posel for mechatas except for yona. Mipnei shemotzetzes. Because they do have the saliva that goes in. Vim Isa, and if you're correct, from Rabbi Chalafta, nisni chutz miyona ukratzes. It should not only mention the yona, it should also mention the kratzes. Answers the Gemara, lo psikale. It wasn't agreed by everybody, because that there is a distinction. In other words, a kratzes, it's not absolute. It's the poly, totally, it's dependent on who we're talking about. The gedayla, the big one, the saliva doesn't go back. Loi pasla, uktana pasla, but the small one does. Va'ad kama, and what is going to be the size of a krutz? It's ktana, that the halacha is that it's psala. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah v'item Rabbi Ami ad kezayis. The size is going to be a kezayis. Now I continue to learn this with you as a few lines above on the road back to Beit Shemesh. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Afalpi. These important words of the Mishnah with the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Lazar says, Eide Mesira Karsi. Here there are very, very important lines of Gemara. Probably one of the most important lines in all of the Masechta. We've had a fundamental machlokas throughout our Masechta. We're now nearing towards the end of the Masechta between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, whether Eide Mesira Karsi or Eide Chasira Karsi. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Lazar begitin. The psak is, when it comes to Shtari Gerishin, as long as you have an Eide Mesira, that's going to be enough. Kamrisa Kandemede Shmuel, but when I taught this, when this psak was said in front of Shmuel, Omar, he added Va'af Bishtaris. It also applies to all Shtaris. Now, this is a very, very big machlaikis. It's even a machlaikis Rishainim of how we paskin. And that is, do Eide Mesira work for only Gerishin, or do they work also for Shtari Mammon? Analyzes the Gemara of Rav Savar Bishtaras Lo. Does Rav hold that we say Eide Mesira Karsi only when it comes to Gerishin and not when it comes to Shar Shtaras? Faktani, but didn't we learn in our Mishnah just on the other Amud, V'goivim in a chasen shabbatim, that once the get is acceptable, you could collect from Nechas Mishabad. So you see, Eide Mesira have the power to be Motzi Mammon, that she's able to collect her Ksuba. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Lazar Tarti Omer. Rebbe Lazar, you're right, holds that it could work to collect Nechas Mishabad. And the assumption is that if it's going to be enough of a raya to be Motzi Mammon, it will work also for Shar Shtaras. For Rav Safar, Kavasei Bechoda, and Rav chose to paskin like Rebbe Lazar in one case, by Gittin, Upalagala Bechoda, but says that would not work for Dinei Mammonus. He said also that we pass like Rabbi Lazar when it comes to Gittin. Rabbi Yanai Amar, Afilu Reach Aget Einbo. Rabbi Yanai is of the opinion that Eide Mesira, according to Rabbi Yanai, at least at this stage of the Gemara, there is no significance of the Eide Mesira whatsoever. The Eide Mesira have no power. Therefore, there isn't even a Reach Aget that would make her usher to the Kohen. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Yanai, Leslie, do Rabbi Lazar? Does Rabbi Yanai not hold of Rabbi Elazar? The Eide Mesira are Karsi? That the Gemara finds it hard to believe. It would seem from this line in the Gemara that the Gemara assumes the majority of Tanoim hold the Eide Mesira Karsi. Hachi Kamar, this is what we were saying. He was saying that according to the dissenting view, they'll hold that there isn't a Reach Haget. Here, interestingly, the Gemara refers to the dissenting view as Rabbanan, which would indicate that there are many who would disagree with Rabbi Lazar. That's something that needs to be sorted out. What did the majority of Tanoim feel? And Rabbi Yosef Chanina send the name of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish paskin that we follow Eide Mesira Karsi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filu Reach Haget Einboy. On the other hand, we had Rabbi Yochanan who also said that there isn't even a Reach Haget. Again, the Gemara asks the same question. Lema Rabbi Yochanan, less like the Rabbi Lazar. Does Rabbi Yochanan not hold the Rabbi Lazar? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. Li Rabbanan, according to the dissenting view that's referred to as a Rabbanan, a Filu Reach Haget Einboy, period. Shalchle Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Lumari Bar Mar, Boy Minei Merav Huna. Halacha Rabbi Lazar Begitin Oyein Halacha. How do we paskin we need to finally be masik shmeitz aliba de ilchasa. Do we follow Reb Lazar or not? Adohachi nach nav shed Ravuna. In the meantime, when that Shaila was sent to Ravuna, it seemed that Ravuna didn't have the opportunity to respond, and he passed away. Amalei Rabba Bray, we know that there Ravuna had a son, Rabba. Quite a few times we quote Rabba bar Ravuna. So Rabba brought Karadavua, the Gemara Babasra tells us, a son is an extension of the father. He gave the position of his father, Hachyam or Abba. Here he quotes the name of his father, Mishmei de Rava, that Rabba, the Ravuna, said the name of Rava. Halacha k'Rabbi Lazar begitin. We follow Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Seinu habikim bedavar, halacha, and those Rabbi Seinu who were baki in dvar halacha, Mishum Rabbeinu amru, they reported the name of Rabbeinu. Over here, Rabbeinu, Rashi explains, is Rav. Interesting expression in terms of the Shalshelas HaMasaira. So Rabba would refer to Rabbeinu, Rav as Rabbeinu. Mishum Rabbeinu Amru Halacha K'Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Dam Rav Chizda, Dam Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. So it's three generations back. And Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, of course, are contemporaries. So they would refer to the Grand Rebbe as Rabbeinu. Halacha K'Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Chenki Asa Ravin, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Elazar Begitin. So that's how our sugya concludes. That doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of room for the Rishonim to be Ma'ayin in our sugya. For example, even though we pass like Rabbi Lazar, do we pass like Rabbi Lazar by Shar Shtaras? Also, is Rabbi Lazar's position that only Eidim Masira Karsi or Af Eidim Masira Karsi? That is a well-known chidush that's developed by the Rif, especially the way the Ran understands the Rif, that when we say that the Halacha is like Rabbi Lazar, that means both Eidei Chasima and Eidei Masira are Karsi. Unfortunately, as we went on in the Daf, I mentioned the noise that I had heard as I was learning. Unfortunately, there was a terrible attack in Shar Shechem, and that was the noise that I mentioned before. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect all of Klal Yisrael. There were two soldiers that were seriously injured, and may our learning be as chus refuah shalema for them. Our daf on daf pei vav, what we had learned was shlosh gitim psulim. Those three cases are ksav yadu ve'en alav edim, yesh alav edim ve'en bozman, yesh bozman ve'en bo ela eid echad. And the Amoraim have a discussion if the eid echad combined with ksav seifer or ksav habal. That's a machlokes Amoraim. The Gemara also pointed out that there are other examples that we've had in the Mishnayos throughout the Masechta of Gitin that are psulim midrabanan, and the Gemara explains why those aren't mentioned in our Mishnah. This Mishnah, of course, is the classic. It's the case in which Rabbi Lazar's Shita comes up, and where we have Shita's Rabbi Lazar of Eidim Masira Karsi. And we have a very, very important discussion amongst the Amorayim. If one violates that Isser Dirabanan, aside from Rabbi Meir, of course, the Vlad is going to be kosher. There's a discussion, according to Rabbi Meir, whether the Vlad would be a Mamzer. But according to the primary opinion amongst the Tanoim, the Vlad is not a question. However, what happens if she gets divorced in such a manner and she remarries? Of course, l'chatchila, she needs a new get. But if she remarries, does now she need to leave her husband? So Levi's position is that she never leaves her husband. At the end of the day, the get is kosher, and she should stay married, while Rav differentiates between whether she had children or whether she did not. If she did not have children, then in such a case, halacha would be teitze. The Gemara continues to analyze the power of the get and connects it to Hilchos Yibum, as we went through beforehand. And finally, the Gemara tells us that there's a Machlokas Amoraim, whether Eidei Masira Karsi also applies to Shar Shtaros. And the Gemara concludes by discussing many different opinions amongst the Tanoim and Amoraim of how we paskin, of whether we say Eidei Masira Karsi or not. And the consensus of opinion is amongst the majority of the Amoraim is the Halachas like Rabbi Elazar Begitin, but that leaves us with many other things to be ma'ayin into. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Vav in Maseches Gittin.